I'm proud to say, even though it's been a very strange year, I think I've met the majority of the people in this room. But anyone who I haven't had the privilege of meeting yet, my name is Noah Wittenberg, and I'm one of the fellows in the Yeshiva University Torah Mitzion Kollel. So I'm hoping to speak tonight a little bit about halacha, but before we get there, I want to tell you a story. It's a true story, but it didn't happen to me. But at this point, I've spent so much time thinking about this story, I almost feel like it did happen to me. So the story takes place about 4 years ago, on Pesach, the first days of Pesach, towards the end of the first days of Pesach, meaning towards the end of the second day of Pesach itself, but towards the end of the first day of Sefiras HaOmer. And so I was by my in-laws. My in-laws live in Teaneck, New Jersey, and they have about a 10-minute walk from Shul. It's not so far. It's easy enough that, you know, you can walk to Shul. It's no problem. But at the end of Yontif, after making the walk a couple times, so typically they decide, well, let's gather together the neighbors, we'll make a mincha minyan, we'll make a marav minyan, whatever we can. So this year they were going to make a marav minyan, and we were four, neighbors was three, the other neighbors three. So okay, great, I'll come over, we'll have our minyan together. And one neighbor came over, we're waiting for the other neighbor, waiting for Yontif to be over, and we're just standing around schmoozing. And all of a sudden the neighbor goes, oh my gosh! I didn't count Sefira. We're like, what do you mean you didn't count Sefira? We saw you in Shul last night. Did you didn't hear them counting in Shul the first night of Sefira? And he explained to us that his family's minhag is that they don't say Hallel. And so therefore, when everyone started to say Hallel in Shul, they said Aleinu, and they went home. And typically, it's no problem. Typically, they remember either when they get home or during the Seder, at the end of the Seder. Typically, they count the first night of Sefira, and it causes no problems. But this year, for some reason, totally forgot. So he looked at his watch, 7:59. Yontif was over 8:01. He said, okay, I'm going to count now, ask later. So without a bracha, he said, Hayom Yom Echad Be'Omer. First day of the Omer. And we davened Marv, and we went on our way. So we didn't really see him for the rest of Chol HaMoed, but then came the second days of Pesach. We said, so what happened? Are you counting with a bracha? Did you ever get to say a bracha this year? Or are you counting all of Sefira without a bracha? And he said, the saga continues. The rabbi of the shul, Rabbi Yosef Adler, at the time, he was in Eretz Yisrael visiting family, visiting his children, visiting his grandchildren. So my in-law's neighbor pens Rabbi Adler an email and said, this is what happened, this is what I did, what should I do? Do I get to say a bracha this year? Do I not get to say a bracha this year? And so before he got a response, he went to Shacharis the next morning. And at Shacharis, one of the people who live in the community is Rabbi Jeremy Weider, a Rosh Yeshiva at YU. And so he said to him, this is what happened, this is what I did, what can I say a bracha? What should I do for the rest of Sefira? So that's a great question. I don't know. I have to look into it. So the next day, Shacharis, same time, he sees Rabbi Weider. Rabbi Weider comes up to him. He says, I have great news for you. I looked into it. And you can say a bracha for the rest of Sefira. He said, thank you so much. But Rabbi Adler got back to me. And he said, I'm so sorry. But this year, you're going to have to count all of Sefira without a bracha. So my question is, the thing I want to spend the remaining 4 or 5 minutes or so looking into is, what's going on here? What are the factors, and why two totally, totally differing opinions? So the discussion starts in the Gemara. The Gemara Menachos talks about how ideally we should count Sefira at night because of Timimus, so we'll count for a complete day, as the pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosos Timimus Tiena. You should count 7 complete weeks. And this idea of Tamimos is the same reason why on Shavuos we daven Marv later than we're used to. We make sure that it's after Seis so that we don't interfere with having Sheva Shavasos Tamimos, 7 complete weeks of Sefira. And so the Tosfos over there cited debate between the Baal Halachos Gedolos, as we refer to him, the Bahag, and Rebbe Nutan. And they want to know, can I count Sefira during the day? Bidi Yevid, I didn't count at night. Can I count the next day during the day? And so I think it should be noted that this Bahag is the infamous Bahag who we hold like that if you miss a complete day of Sfira, so then you're not able to count the rest of Sfira with a bracha. He thinks it's one big mitzvah, and so therefore, if you miss one day, you're out. You're out of the count. I mean, you should still count, just not with a bracha. And so their debate about whether you can count during the day actually hinges on the actual Karban HaOmer. There's a debate about the Karban HaOmer. Can you harvest the barley that's going to be used for the Karban during the day, or during the day of the 16th of Nisan? Or can it only be done at night, on the night of the 16th of Nisan? And so this issue remained a debate amongst the Rishonim until the Shulchan Aruch just tried to decide what is the halacha. And so he decided the halacha as we know it, that you should count at night, and if you with a bracha, and if you miss, you count during the day without a bracha, and then you're still in the count, and you can continue counting the rest of Sfira with a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that we say this out of reverence for the opinion that you should only count at night. And so therefore, if you count during the day without a bracha, it keeps you in the count. So who is the source for this? Someone named the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen, written by Rabbi Yisrael Isserlin, is probably one of the most important halachic works ever to be written. And so the way it was written is this classic question-answer format. But spoiler alert, he wrote the questions. Nobody asked him questions. He wrote his own questions, and then he gave the answers. So he has great questions and great answers. And one of my rabbis, Rabbi Baruch Simon in YU, said you have to learn every Trumas Hadeshen. Every Trumas Hadeshen, because it's quoted on almost every single page of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Trumas Hadeshen, he has a Sveik Sveika. Two independent doubts that when you combine them, they create a leniency. So one doubt is maybe the halacha is that you can count at any time during the 24 hours. Meaning just like we always count at night, but maybe the halacha is that if you have a community that counts after chakras every single day with a bracha, they're doing the same mitzvah we're doing. And he said, if you want to say the halacha is that you can only count at night, so maybe the days don't affect each other. Maybe if I miss one complete day, I can still count the other days with a bracha. It's no problem. So this allows you to count during the day, the way we know it. But what if you miss that entire day until Beinu Shemashos? That time between sunset and nightfall, what we call Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. It's a doubt whether it's day, a doubt whether it's night, a doubt whether it's today, or a doubt whether it's tomorrow. So the question is, right now, is it the 6th of Iyar, or is it the 7th of Iyar? Because we're in Beinu Shemashos. So there's one opinion that says that this is not a good Sveik Sveika. Because I have two doubts, and one of my doubts is it today, or is it tomorrow? And if I'm doubting which day it is, so I can't make a leniency out of that. I can only be stringent. And the other opinion says, no, this is just as good a doubt, this is just as good of Sveik Sveika as any other Sveik Sveika. And so therefore, even though I'm unsure whether it's today or tomorrow, I'm still able to count Sfira at that point. I'm still in the count for the rest of Sfira. And he says, not only that, but the majority opinion is that the days don't affect each other. And even if I miss one day, I can still count the rest of the days with a bracha. It happens to be we hold like the minority opinion, but the majority opinion is such. And one final point to this question is maybe 7:59, Yontif's over 8:01, maybe he missed Beinu Shemashos totally. Beinu Shemashos is 9 minutes, 21 minutes, 25 minutes. But to say that it's all the way until the end of Yontif, it probably not. So if you find yourself in such a situation, obviously, call Rabbi Engel. But if you want my advice, I would say do whatever you can to avoid such a complicated predicament. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi Omer Rotza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lizakos Yisrael the Fikah Kirban Torah Mitzvah Shneimar Ananai Chafetz Lamanti Kol Yagil to Rabbi Adir.